Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in 2 Thessalonians. We begin chapter 2 with verses 1 through 5. We ask you, brothers, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit, or by an oral argument, or by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no one deceive you in any way, for unless the apostasy comes first, and the lawless one is revealed, the one doomed to perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god and object of worship, so as to seat himself in the temple of God, claiming that he is a god. Do you not recall that while I was still with you, I told you these things? We must be reminded of the evil one. Satan lurks in the dark of a spirit we can't seem to shun. He looks at ways to be wrong as his ongoing pun. You have to call on the name of Jesus so you won't have to run. Amen? Running might show speed, but not the courage of Christ to succeed. Be one in Jesus in everything you do, and find the knowledge and know-how to rebuke Satan as puke. Bleh. Yes, the vial we spit out to overcome some disease. We must learn our Satan can be easily appeased. Shortcut here, shortcut there. Nobody will mind if we remove the stairs, because nobody seemingly cares about life as something we should treasure. Abiding in Christ, we will never find displeasure, because redemption overwhelms the soul with Christ's measure. Love, faith, and hope, where his mercy can never be denied or complied, because in Jesus you'll always be clever. Amen? Call that redeemed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. I miss them so. Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. So we continue to lift up in the Holy Spirit our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. Especially a prayer for Howard Richman as we continue to fight his excessive sentence and send him home to his grandchildren. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. We begin today with a three-stanza poem. It has some quad and some five-lined verses. Its title, Perdition, his, do, idolatry. Christ Jesus, Lord, regarding our request, suddenly your mind changed, shaken or not. No statement oral or some spirit bequest, nor letter deceive Lord's day on their spot. First comes his apostasy. revealing the lawless one. Perdition his due idolatry. Himself exalted, God shunned. God am I, claims he, God's temple, his claiming seat. Things told, you now see, recalling words mine forever repeat. Amen. I'm Thomas Shilkruz Wiggins. It is July 11th, 2022. I'm recording this morning early at 5:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I'm going to give a brief statement on Howard Richman. Howard Richman is a person incarcerated from Tampa, Florida, here in the state of Florida. He went through something 20 years ago, so we're looking at 2002, and then just about a year prior to that, he was involved in an incident where a police officer shot him when he got out of a car and tried to run away. Well, I mean, all of those things were overcome, and he lived through those two gunshots by this police officer. And it turned out that the police officer was high on cocaine and that he had some problems with some cocaine. And he was robbing other prisoners of addiction. He was stealing from the drug dealers in uniform and basically ultimately was caught and is now serving a jail sentence for his robberies and thievery. And so his next year, he was told, this is Howard Richman, after he went through healing of overcoming what happened with the police officer, he ended up being told about a year later that his wife was cheating on him with his best friend. And Howard's not a very fast person. He doesn't think about things quickly and do things. It takes time for him to things to settle in his soul. He was a part of the slower learning population going through school as a child, and was always in a discipline class, so it was hard for him to learn quickly. And the judge said that because he acted in a passionate way with thought process, that he deserved a 60, that's 6-0, year sentence. He basically had a fight with his best friend and his wife and scared them both immensely, obviously. But nobody was put into a hospital overnight for any injury, and this is just a truly an excessive sentence. A retribution for the police officer's work, I believe. And so we're seeking help in writing letters about that. You know, you can look up Howard Richman and learn about his case and his history. And know that he has a man. He's a man of Christ's love today. He's never been in trouble in prison for 20 years, and has always been looked up to as a man of faith. So we'll be continuing to be talking about him. But this is the beginning of what our letter writing campaign is all about. Again, thanks for joining us today as we close in the name of Jesus. That's for you, John and Marie. We close at 10:11. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and went 10-11 today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.